be good for a lot of people's mental health and also the good of the country is if we started talking to each brother over coffee and over the telephone rather than being keyboard warriors where it's easy to have a lot of courage and attack people.
Whoa, now there's a blast from the past. I bet Bill wishes I forgot about that one. Here we go. January 23rd of 2021, Johnson County, Wyoming Republicans voted to censure Liz Cheney, almost unanimously. Out of the 36 precinct seats, only two voted not to censure our representative. On February 6th of 2021, the then state committee man Bill Novotny from Johnson County unilaterally and imperiously reversed the vote of Johnson County Republicans. When this program broke the news of what he had done, he turned off his phone. And so the only way that his constituents could get a hold of him and ask why he changed their vote was on Facebook. And his reply to all of their inquiries? This.
Be good for a lot of people's mental health and also the good of the country is if we started talking to each brother over coffee. And over the telephone, rather than being keyboard warriors, where it's easy to have a lot of courage and attack people.
We tried to talk to you that February 6th, Bill, but you turned off your phone, and the only avenue we had left was to try to get a hold of you on Facebook. And your reply to all of us, all of our inquiries and all of our questions, was to question our courage and insult us. But that's just one insult. But there's a much larger one. And there's one that's much more widely known that I'm going to tell you about. From high above all other pedantic and puerile forms of Wyoming mainstream media, this is Cowboy State Politics. I, of course, am your illustrious host, David Iverson, broadcasting to you from the base of the Bighorns in beautiful Buffalo, Wyoming. This segment of the program is brought to you by 307 Cowboy Country. They are central and southeastern Wyoming's full line of Montana shed dealers. Bryce and Melody Reese have the knowledge and expertise to get you the backyard shed or greenhouse or double wide garage or any type of small structure that you might need around your property. Give them a call, 307-441-1815. Montana Shed Center, buildings for life.
You know, it doesn't take years of experience to figure out that Wyoming doesn't have a revenue problem. We have a spending problem. I'm Ken Pendergraft. I'm a combat veteran, married 40 years. I'm a preacher, and I'm a conservative Republican. I am Ken Pendergraft, and I'm asking for your vote on August 16th. This message is paid for by the committee to elect Ken Pendergraft to House District 29. I approve this message, and you should too.
Well, I certainly approve that message. Now, if you're running for office in the state of Wyoming and you want to advertise on Cowboy State Politics, go ahead and shoot me an email. The address is david@cowboystatepolitics.com. After all, who wouldn't want to advertise on Wyoming's most listened to political podcast? You can listen to the podcast on any of your favorite podcasting apps, iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn, really any of them will work. But the easiest way is just to go to the website, cowboystatepolitics.com. There you can find all of the shows as well as any of the articles that I might mention during the course of a program. If your name is Crickets Cheney or Bill Novotny III and the two of you can't figure out why Wyoming citizens are ticked off at you, well, you can go to cowboystatepolitics.com, pull up an article, and educate yourself, just like you should have been doing before you signed up for re-election. On second thought, though, we wouldn't have near as much fun as we're going to with you. So where we left off was talking about how Bill Novotny completely reversed the vote of an entire county, and then he claimed that he didn't believe the censure resolution was appropriate. Now, Liz Cheney would have said that she voted her conscience. I mean, potato, potato. Here's the way that Wrong Way Bill put it.
I believe that, the way the censure was written and the motives behind it weren't appropriate, and that was my decision.
Yeah, it's really too bad that that's not your decision to make, Bill. Now, the correct place for you to exercise your conscience, or whatever it is that you're calling it these days, would be at the precinct meeting where Johnson County voted to censure Liz Cheney. But of course, you left before that vote ever happened, so I'm not exactly sure why you think it's, how did you put it, appropriate to substitute your conscience for the will of Johnson County Republicans. It is very rare, almost unheard of, for a successful congressional campaign not to have a campaign manager. In fact, I'm not even certain that it's possible. For an entire year during her 2016 congressional campaign, Bill Novotny was Crickets Cheney's campaign manager. Not even kidding about this one. From his LinkedIn page, and I quote, "Partner, 1892 Group, LLC." Yeah, that's his little political consulting business. "Political clients have included Liz Cheney, Jim Renacci, Matt Mead, Mark Gordon, blah, blah, blah." And if you scroll down a little bit, it says campaign manager Liz Cheney for Wyoming, January 2016 to December of 2016. It is completely arguable that without Bill Novotny's help, Liz Cheney wouldn't have been elected in the first place. Now, I'm sure that Liz Cheney could have come up with some other campaign manager who would have been just as adequate as Bill Novotny, but the truth is, he was her campaign manager, and we can probably blame her election directly on him. So it's true, Bill Novotny cannot be trusted to leave the county. One of the last times he left the county, he ended up going the wrong way on the interstate, blackout drunk with an open container while eluding police. Which, by the way, he is still on probation for. It kind of begs the question how he was able to attend a re-election party for Governor Mark Gordon on April the 4th in the presence of people who were consuming alcohol. Oops. I just kind of let that one out of the bag, didn't I? My bad. That reminds me, I have a copy of his court paperwork. Let's take a look and see what it says about that little party. Quote, "Not consume, use, or possess any alcohol, illegal controlled substances, or drug paraphernalia, nor be upon the premises of any establishment where alcohol is served or dispensed as the primary business function, or not knowingly be in the company of anyone using, possessing, or under the influence of alcoholic beverages, controlled substances, or drug paraphernalia." End quote. And one more thing. I wonder how many Johnson County elites were at that same party that didn't say anything about this little incident. Just like Bill Novotny reversing the vote of Johnson County citizens, there were at least a couple of people that were at that party that did say something. This is what's called accountability, and it is something that all elected officials have to be held to. Believe it or not, this is not the end of the things that Commissioner Bill Novotny needs to be held accountable for. It's just a couple of them. Shocking, I know. But anyhow, moving on. It would appear that congressional candidate Denton Knapp has taken another job with Campbell County. From the Campbell County, Wyoming government Facebook page, and I quote, "Denton Knapp has joined Campbell County government as the new administrative director for the Office of Commissioners. Denton's career history with the Army and after retirement has provided him with a wealth of knowledge and experience for him to draw from to fill his role with Campbell County." End quote. And think about it. Had he dropped out of the congressional race that he doesn't have a prayer of winning like he promised he would at a forum last summer, well, then he could have started this job a lot sooner. But of course, he is still not dropping out of the race. And think about this. If he were to win, which he won't, then he would be employed by Campbell County and at the same time be an elected representative in D.C. How much time is he going to actually have to do his job? None. Well, anyhow, good luck, Campbell County. Next on my stack of stuff is the state of the congressional race. A new poll has come out showing that Harriet Hageman has a 30-point lead on old Crickets. From Breitbart, quote, Representative Liz Cheney has sunk 30 points behind the Donald Trump-endorsed Harriet Hageman in the Wyoming GOP primary, a Club for Growth poll found on Thursday. Hageman garnered 56%, while Cheney only earned 26%, a 30-point difference. The poll was conducted with 400 likely Republican voters in Wyoming from May 24th to May 25th. The margin of error in the poll is plus or minus 4.95%. Other candidates, such as State Senator Anthony Bouchard, received 12% in the poll. Harriet's 30-point lead has been well-earned as of late. Last time I spoke with her, she said that she had put 22,000 miles on her vehicle traveling around the state of Wyoming. And it's crazy. Everywhere you go in the state, Harriet shows up. And that's what any candidate is going to have to do to dispose of old crickets. Hit every local meeting, every lunch counter, every fairground, everywhere that we normal people hang out. And the reason why Crickets isn't doing that is she's too busy prosecuting people that don't deserve to be prosecuted. You know, like throwing grandmothers in jail and holding them without bail because they snapped a selfie inside the Capitol building. And we should probably give Crickets a break. I mean, she's had to probably take a lot of time preparing for her blockbuster Thursday night special on primetime TV. Not that anybody's really going to watch it. Now, the Democrats and the frontier types will, of course. And by the way, has anybody avoided hearing Cheney's stupid new radio ad that's been playing nonstop in the state? It's actually kind of funny. It's got every big-name frontier-type progressive Republican in the state of Wyoming in it. Unfortunately, I was unable to avoid it on my way to Hartville, where I gave a speech earlier this week. Man, between here and Casper, I bet that thing played about 10 different times. But I suppose when you have $8 million worth of Democrat and Democracy Alliance and Progressive Group money in your bank account, you've got to do something with it. The Liz Cheney-loving cowpie published an article on June 3rd entitled "Cheney's First Commercial Features a Who's Who List of Republican Supporters." The truth is, it's just a list of frontier-type progressive establishment Republicans. Quote, Shane True, a petroleum geologist from Casper, spoke to Cheney's support of oil and gas industries. Alexandra Giagione, a Jackson resident, begins and ends the guest part on the commercial. Giagione was a personal assistant to Cheney's father, former Vice President Dick Cheney, and Liz Cheney from 2009 to 2014. Now, the True family provided a lot of the financial backing behind the PAC Frontier Republicans. And of course, we should totally listen to yet another employee of Liz Cheney. I wonder if Alexandra Giagione and Bill Novotny are friends. I bet they are. It stands to reason because, you know, Bill was her campaign manager in 2016. As far as the funding goes, the vast majority of Harriet Hageman's money has come from Wyoming. The vast majority of Liz Cheney's money has come from Democrat groups with multiple links to the Democracy Alliance, to Bill Gates, and every left-wing outfit that you can think of. Now, if you missed the episode Liz's long list of left-wing support, you should really go back and listen to it. It's a deep dive into who is actually funding Liz Cheney's re-election campaign, and it's some of the most unsavory characters in American politics. And yes, many of them have some pretty close ties to spooky dude George Soros. And if you're wondering, I still haven't heard from old Crickets Cheney. I've still been asking her that question. So, Liz, what is the great task? And you know, Liz, you're welcome to come on Cowboy State Politics anytime you like. I'll absolutely give you a fair interview. But you're going to have to answer some pretty interesting questions. But I'll give it to you if you'd like to. So, you know, call me. Yeah, like that's really going to happen. Coming up next, I'll tell you about my trip to Hartville on Monday. But first, let's take a completely obscene profit timeout. Cowboy State Politics is brought to you by Morton Buildings. It's almost summer in Wyoming, and you know we really only have two seasons, winter and construction. So now is the time to get on the stick and build that building on your property that you should have built last year before it snowed. You know, the one that you could have put all of your equipment in so all the nice seats didn't get ruined by the snow. Well, now's your chance. All you should do is call Nick and Jesse at Morton Buildings, 307-674-2532. These guys are the experts in metal building construction. They've been doing it longer than anybody else around, and they certainly do it better than anybody else around. They manufacture much of their own materials, and Morton Buildings crews do most of the work. You'll receive a 50-year warranty on the foundation, which is that's something that you're not going to get from any of their competitors. So if you want a high-quality building that's going to stand the test of time, give Nick and Jesse a call, 307-674-2532, or you can just check them out on their website at mortonbuildings.com. And now, my friends, Gun of the Week time! It's June the 8th, which means that Gunrunner Auctions has just put up a brand new set of firearms for sale. And you're not going to believe this one. It's lot number one, a Remington Model 95 Derringer in .41 caliber. It's an over and under, it's gold engraved with a presentation box, and it's circa 1880. The Derringer is in excellent condition. There's outstanding scroll engraving on the Derringer with gold plating. It's got a fire blue ejector, a spur trigger, and a hammer with a hinge screw. It works nicely. There's an 1865 patent date on the top of the barrel with a marker and address. It's got antique ivory grips. The left panel has a likeness of a naked woman. It includes a walnut presentation case with a crushed purple velvet interior. There's a vintage set of playing cards, gambling coins, and cat house tokens, and a pair of dice. There's a key to the lock case. This is an exceptional piece, and it dazzles everyone who looks at it. It's a touch of the Old West, and it can be yours. It's lot number one at GunrunnerAuctions.com. Don't forget about the Cowboy State Politics Facebook page. Like it, share it, follow it, tell everybody you know about it. Of course, I'll post all of the episodes there, but also anything I find during the course of the week that I think you might be interested in. If you want to hit me up on Truth Social, I'm there too. My handle is at David Iverson. And if you feel so inclined to wade into the sewer that is Twitter, you can find me at David Dom Iverson. And now, back to the program. One other thing before we get to my trip to Hartville, a little news break just hit my phone, an article by Ted Barrett that was published on CNN entitled "Conservative Wyoming Senator Rethinking Gun Legislation After Constituents Flood Her Office with Calls Urging Actions." Quote, "The surprise to me has been the number of people that have weighed in, not with particular solutions that they support, but with a willingness to be open to suggestions," she said. That's Senator Cynthia Lummis. "They're worried in large about, as I've said, the mental health issue, and Wyoming has the highest suicide rate in the nation." She added that our gun culture is, quote, "that our gun culture is strongly pro-hunting and is deeply ingrained in our social fabric, but that she is now considering voting for a package of legislative remedies that could include changes to red flag laws, mental health programs, school security, and opening juvenile criminal records to run gun background checks. That's something that I'd be inclined to want to look at," she said. "So many juvenile records seem to be expunged, and the clock is set back to zero the day they turn 18. So I think that is something worth considering shortly." End quote. Two thoughts on this one. I'll be on the phone right after I publish this episode with her press agent. And number two, good thing we passed the Second Amendment Protection Act this year. Senator? Apparently, she hasn't been back to Wyoming often enough. All right, so in all the years that I've lived in Wyoming, I had never been to Hartville. They have a group down there called Wyoming Stockmen for Liberty, and they were holding a candidate forum. They do that once a month. This time around, myself, Brian Schrader, Chuck Gray, and a couple of other candidates running for various offices in the state were there. Here's part of what Chuck Gray had to say.
I'm Chuck Gray. I'm a Christian. I'm a small business person, and state legislator since 2017. I'm running for Secretary of State of the state of Wyoming. Thank you. Ed Buchanan dropped out of this race about 2.5 weeks ago. I know a lot of you were at state convention. He was asking for money. He was giving campaign speeches. And then all of a sudden, a week later, we start hearing that there's a judgeship open in Goshen County. And a day later, he's out of the race in the middle of the filing period. So I got into prayer mode and about 48 hours later decided to file for this race. And I do love being a state legislator. Never wanted to be there forever. I'm the guy who was filing the term limits constitutional amendment. Could only find two co-sponsors when we did that 2 years in a row. Never wanted to be there forever, but I was planning on serving one or two more terms, and I do love being a state legislator, but was thinking about this position, and the Secretary of State runs elections in the state of Wyoming, and how much I had been involved in the voter integrity efforts, and I think back to the formation of this organization. Thank you for that billboard in Casper, because it's so true that the centerpiece of our republic is an election system that is run properly and legitimately. And I don't think we're reaching that level right now. And I think back to some of the work that I've done in the state legislature. One of the first things I took on as a state legislator was the voter ID effort. Got there, why didn't we not have a voter ID requirement? Filed that bill in 2019, the insiders stopped it twice in a row. And I'm really getting tired of these insiders who say one thing during election time and do another. That's very real, and I encourage you to really, I think a lot of people are getting masterful at this, but you gotta weed out the BS that we get during campaign season. Twice in a row, we came up short. But because of you, because of the grassroots, we got it done in 2021. Thank you. And the Democrats now are suing the state of Wyoming. I don't know if you've seen this. They're suing the state of Wyoming to try to get an injunction so that this isn't in effect for the primary in August. Saying that, and get this, they're saying that it violates the state constitution. This is the same way they overturned the term limits referendum passed by the voters of Wyoming in 1991. Saying that it violates the state constitution. Absurd. Nonsense. And that's why we need a Secretary of State who is going to fight for that voter ID law, not someone who's weak. Thank you. Another thing, just to go back to, you know, I want to give a few examples of how I haven't just talked. I've walked the walk during the time I've been in the legislature. In 2017, when I got there, one of the other things I wanted to take on was stopping this effort to turn Wyoming into a mail-in system. And at that time, voter integrity was not sexy. Meade wanted to move us to a mail-in system. The Secretary of State at that time, Ed Murray, wanted to move us to a mail-in system. And the state Senate did. The only thought was that if it went through the House, that it was going to happen. And it went through first reading, second reading. Last time we had an opportunity, third reading, I brought what's called an enacting clause amendment, which means it reopens debate right before we proceed to a vote. And we swung six people and got it stopped that day in 2017. And if that had gone into place, it would have been very difficult to overturn. So I'm not just someone that is talking about election integrity because there was suddenly a vacancy in the Secretary of State's office. I've walked the walk on this. What do we need to do? One, we need to ban ballot drop boxes in the state of Wyoming.
Yep, let's go.
Thank you. It is absurd that we have ballot drop boxes. Fremont County, Johnson County, there's a couple other examples. It is absurd that that is happening. And I don't know if you've seen 2,000 Mules yet. Our campaign sponsoring a few screenings. We're going to be having one in Riverton and Lander over the weekend. We need to ban these.
Yep.
Two, we need to ban Zuckerbucks. The Zuckbucks, some people call them. His involvement in our election system, it's offensive. And that bill has been brought a number of times, and the leadership of both houses has done everything they can, just like they did in voter ID, to stop it. We need to have a hand count of the ballots. And all paper ballots, Laramie County moving off and moving off paper ballots, that needs to be reversed, and we need to have a hand count. We can move back the canvassing board a few days if we need to. Swearing in doesn't occur until January 1. Technically in state statute, it's actually a little afterward when the actual ceremony happens. We can move back the canvassing board a couple days. I was talking with Malcolm, worked with him a lot on the voter ID bill, and the county clerks at first were very opposed. And I will hand it to Malcolm, when he took over the County Clerks Association, they did get on board. There was a lot of pressure on them after the 2020 election, but they did get on board. And I do believe, I have a good working relationship with Malcolm, that we can have a conversation and get them to where they feel comfortable with that. And that needs to happen. I was just talking with Pastor Jonathan Lane from Uinta County. There's a state statute right now that some county attorneys have been interpreting to say that we can't do a hand count. Now that statute, for one, it violates the Wyoming state constitution. And I can tell you my office, if I get in there, and I don't say when, I say if, because we need to work hard these next 10 weeks. It's gonna be a really hard fight. But I never say when. I don't like when candidates do that, but anyway. We're gonna be suing. What's that?
Speak life, Chuck, speak life.
I really believe in the hard work. The first time I ran for office, I lost by 42 votes. And, you know, I thought about how much, if I had just gone out one day of door-to-door, could have swung those 26, because, you know, it's 26 swings. So, you know, I really believe in hard work. But the Secretary of State's office, I can tell you, if I'm elected, we will be suing to undo that statute. And we'll be working through the state legislature to undo that statute because it is unconstitutional. And this early voting, this 45 days of early voting, the most in the entire nation, ballots are going out July 1. It's wrong. And it's not reflective of what the people of the state of Wyoming want. I'm not just a talker. And, you know, I just heard Superintendent Schrader talking about the University of Wyoming. When I found out that they were funding abortions through their student plan, I brought a budget amendment which said that they weren't going to get a cent of their block grant if they did not stop that practice. And that was in 2020. And we got that done.
Yeah.
We got that done. And that became the model for now what they tried to do in the last session that we were on board with. We couldn't get it through, to say that they weren't going to get a cent if they continue having this gender studies or transgender, whatever the heck it's called, program at the University of Wyoming. When property tax values were skyrocketing in Natrona County, in 2021 I brought a bill which would set a 3% cap on increases on property tax. And that did fail, but now that's becoming the model, and we saw this on voter ID. Now the assessors are saying that it was their idea, that they're on board, and that's a great sign when now the people that were lobbying against it 2 years earlier, just like the clerks were lobbying against voter ID in 2019, are now saying that they're on board with the cap. And the reason I bring these things in is because I'm a person that gets things done to the fullest extent I can, and come up with the plan, the path to least resistance, to how we're going to achieve an objective, and works doggedly to where we can get those things effectuated. This is gonna be a very close race. We have an opponent, and the one thing that Bill was talking about, the Secretary of State, the founders, they were so smart in Wyoming. They said, you know, all these states are coming up with lieutenant governors, and there's nothing for the lieutenant governor to do unless the governor can't serve any longer. So let's just ensconce that role into an existing position. And that's what they did. They made the Secretary of State the Lieutenant Governor, and it's listed second in the Constitution because it's the second constitutional officer. And you know, and they also said if the governor's out of state, the Secretary of State serves in that role. So the Secretary of State's basically the Lieutenant Governor of the state of Wyoming. So everything is fair game. One of the opponents we have, Tara Nethercott, voted against stopping boys from participating in girls' sports, men from participating in women's sports. Yeah. Voted against that bill to ban that. And Dan Dockstetter, the other main opponent in this race, is just a classic sort of mealy-mouthed politician, doesn't get things done as the Senate president. So this is going to be a very close race.
All right, that's pretty much all Representative Chuck Gray had to say. Now, as I mentioned, State Superintendent of Public Instruction, Brian Schrader, was also in Hartville. And I'll have some sound bites from what he had to say, probably on Weekend Update. A quick program note. I mentioned that I had an opportunity to sit down with two journalists from Nepal. That is a fascinating interview, and be watching for it because you don't want to miss it. It's a really interesting discussion. We'll play that probably sometime next week. That'll do it for today. Have a good rest of your week, and we'll talk again on Saturday. From the base of the Bighorns in beautiful Buffalo, Wyoming, I'm David Iverson, and this is Cowboy State Politics.